Department Fish and Game uses to assist you in the adjudication of these water rights. So you're still going to have these 200 applications, right? Whether you have in-stream flow or not?
We have that number of applications annually, but we're not mandated to adjudicate an in-stream reservation every time we get a service appropriation.
So what exactly do you do now when you get an out-of-stream or an in-stream appropriation request?
We ask the Department of Fish and Game for their recommendations, their comments. They review that. If they believe stipulations are necessary to protect fish and wildlife resources, those are appended onto the permit or the, when it's issued. If they have concerns that they cannot do that by stipulation or the appropriation would be sufficient to cause a significant concern, then they would file an in-stream application.
And so generally, how long does that process take if you go to Fish and Game to have them do the work?
It depends on the priority of the adjudication, the size of the adjudication, etc. I think right now we have less than a year backlog on most, and on the larger ones, which we would consider to be controversial, is probably less than 6 to 8 months.
What does your division do now to ensure that there is not an over-appropriation of water in a stream or a lake or a river?
Again, Fish and Game and DEC are consultative in that process. If they have any concerns with respect to water quality, with respect to Fish and Game, they let us know what those concerns are, and those are brought into the permitting process. In addition, whenever we have any objection to the public process, normally what we do is hold a hearing, or we extend the process to ensure that those objections are considered. And again, if we find specific concerns, those are noted in the stipulations on the permit. If you look, and I've looked at numbers of our permits, we have permits for water appropriations that have many stipulations on them. With respect to you can't take the water at certain periods of time when fish are migrating, with respect to you can't take water at a certain period of time when they're rearing, etc., those kinds of things. Or when the flows are down to the point where Fish and Game does not believe that adequate water is in the stream.
But if you've already signed over a certificate of appropriation, who's going to make the certainty or the assurance, or as I would prefer, the guarantee that the water will be there for the fish during these times that you described?
We don't sign the permit until the Fish and Game and DEC, as well as public citizens and interest groups, have had an opportunity to let us know of any concerns.
How long have you been in director of the Division of Water?
Since June of last year.
How many certificates of appropriation have you signed in that time?
I've only signed one. However, I have delegated that responsibility to Gary Prokosh, who has 12 years of experience in adjudication.
And how many, since the division has been organized, how many out-of-stream appropriations has he signed, certificates of appropriation?
Since the division was created, I don't believe we've done any.
Well, I'd like to come back another time to the fiscal note, because I do have several questions. We went through this song and dance the last time in-stream flow came around, and I certainly like to see us swim through this one again. So thank you very much, Mr. Davidge. Appreciate your time. Next, I'd like Representative Lehman.
While Rick's here, if I could just get a quick answer or maybe at least something to think about. Rick, when you talk about the priority for public water supplies, is your reading that that's an unlimited priority for any public water supply use? Or, you know, because within public water use, for example, I would say water actually used for drinking would be, in my opinion, of the highest priority, but lawn watering may not be, although it's public water use. Is there, that's probably not delineated in our Constitution, so what's your reading on that?
Well, Mr. Chairman, Representative Lehman, the general reference is public water supply. I normally look at it with respect to public drinking water, but that's not the reference in statute or the Constitution. I would simply say that if we had, say, an anadromous stream, or we had an appropriation request for a significant volume of water that would adversely affect fish and wildlife values, I would expect the Fish and Game to come forward and make it very clear that that was the case. And if they felt that the appropriation was going to go forward because of the preference, again, attempt to file an in-stream reservation. But under those that statutory requirement, that would erode the Fish and Game concern. And that's what happened in Pillar Creek, as I understand it. And that was a trade-off between a large anadromous stream and a smaller anadromous stream. But again, that was agreed to, as I was, as I've been informed, by the Commissioner of Fish and Game.
I'll try one more time, Mr. Davidge. If you're going to lay claim and you're successful in laying claim to the resources of that department to which you go for technical advice on reservation for fish and wildlife, what would you expect that department to do as far as having resources to give you the kinds of answers to the questions that you ask them to do?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I my assumption is that they're doing an adequate job within the resources that they have available today, based on the appropriations that we've made in the history of water management in the state. It's my understanding that there have been very few where there have been significant conflict. And again, that conflict has been brought forward by the Commissioner of Fish and Game or DEC to ensure that those interests are protected.
But you're going to, I mean, you're obviously making an effort here to get those resources that they have in that department to adjudicate, to give you the kinds of technical responses that you're requesting of them as they do their job to protect fish and wildlife. So if you take that resource from them, does that mean you won't go to them anymore?
No, I misunderstood your question, Mr. Chairman. My suggestion, and this was addressed at the Water Resources Board, and I don't believe the resolution has been finalized, it's still being discussed, is that a portion of the Dingell Johnson, which is federal money from sport fishing effectively, that is used now, not only, and I think only a portion of that is used for Christopher Estes' program to nominate in-stream reservations. We're saying some of the money that the Fish and Game gets from Dingell Johnson, we suggest that one in-stream flow adjudicator within our department be funded from that source to ensure that we can adequately address the in-stream flow adjudications. That would be an individual who's dedicated based on the source of funding to do that job. That is not to suggest, and I would point out the board discussed this very clearly, that we would take money away from Mr. Estes. We're saying that let's look at other uses of those funds within Fish and Game, and maybe we can use some of that money to adjudicate those in-stream reservations within DNR.
Thank you, Mr. Davis. Next, I'd like to go on to House Bill 354, and I'll let Representative Ivan take over here for a minute. I do have a sponsor statement, if I may. House Bill 354 is an act making appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for payment as a matching grant for completion of surface water data network evaluation for Alaska and providing for an effective date. The purpose of this legislation is to improve Alaska's hydrological database, and this bill appropriates $242,000 of general fund monies as a pass-through grant to the United States Geological Survey to perform a surface water data network evaluation. This is a highly cost-effective use of state funds. Alaska has over 40% of our nation's freshwater reserves, yet we have the least data to manage that water. Alaska, with its one water gauge per every 7,000 square miles, compares with the very unfavorably with the lower 48 states, where there's one gauge approximately every 400 miles. House Bill 353 would improve this situation by funding a surface water network evaluation. Before more gauges are funded, a surface network evaluation of this type would provide a blueprint to fund a core network of long-term index gauges by assessing the adequacy of existing stream gauge network and database, and two, evaluating the adequacy of existing mathematical formulas for estimating stream flows at ungauged sites. Results of this information will be used for prioritizing the location and need for establishing and maintaining stream gauges. Those gauges are expensive to fund. This data is needed for a wide variety of purposes: municipal water supply, various industrial uses, construction, land use planning, evaluation of movement of toxic substances and spills in the environment, fish and wildlife management, and adjudication of water rights. Lack of stream flow data can result in millions of dollars, can result in the loss of millions of dollars through under or over design projects and repair. through delays in projects, legal conflicts among users, and can unnecessarily and negatively impact fish and wildlife. To date, almost all states have completed a surface water data network evaluation, except Alaska. So I would encourage the committee members' support for this funding of this important study so that we can do a cost-effective, make cost-effective decisions to benefit all users of water data in Alaska. With that, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to invite some other people to comment.
We're still on teleconference?
Yes, we are.
Do you have people ready to testify from...
Well, first, I'll just go ahead and take over here. First, I'd like to call on Mr. Carpenter, Phil Carpenter, who is with USGS, and perhaps, Mr. Carpenter, if you could give us a brief explanation of what this evaluation network would accomplish and how it would be accomplished.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I'm Philip Carpenter, District Chief of the U.S. Geological Survey. I talked to this committee, I think, a year ago and basically explained this bill. There is a project proposal that is attached. Basically, what this will do is look at the existing data that we have collected in the state of Alaska over the last few years. We'll make a good assessment of the accuracy of that data for ungauged streams where we need to predict stream flows. And more importantly, I think it will give us an idea of where and how many additional stream gauging stations we need in order to meet accuracy requirements of the water users. I think an important part of this bill is the provision for a committee to work with us in assessing what the accuracy requirements are for the state of Alaska so that we can then look at the data, compare it against the requirements, and come up with a network that will be possible to fund and build. As you know, most of the gauging stations in Alaska are built and funded through cooperative programs either with the state or other local agencies, which means that 50% of the funds have to be provided by the Geological Survey and 50% by the local cooperators. Both of us do not want to see funds spent unnecessarily in building gauges without an idea of where we can get the best, the optimum bang for the dollar that we're spending. I think that I would quit with that and ask if there are any questions due to the fact that I have addressed this committee on a couple of occasions previously.
Mr. Carpenter, we've indicated, I think, in previous situations or discussions on this type of effort that most other states have already, in fact, accomplished this. Why wasn't this done earlier in Alaska?
Representative David, actually it was done earlier in the state of Alaska, but it was done many years ago, and it was done without very much data. I do not think that the Alaska network evaluation was done with the same kind of statistical rigor that was done in the lower 48, just because we did not have the data available to do it. So all states in the union had to do some kind of a network evaluation. Ours was just not adequate at that time.
Are there other questions by members of the committee? Representative Lehman?
Mr. Chairman, maybe it would be more appropriate to ask this of Mr. Davidge, but if he could just respond even from there. This request was made to us, I know it was at least it was the last year, the year before last year, and I assume this was presented to the department. Was this advanced through OMB, and if so, why wasn't this part of the governor's proposed budget?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Lehman, this administration strongly supports this legislation. I think that's a change from last year. Some things were requested and some things were denied. But I think the commissioner and I both feel, and the Water Board feels very strongly, and has discussed this with the governor, that this is extremely important legislation, and we strongly support it.
Okay, there was a sort of a change in thinking since last November, maybe, or maybe a little bit more emphasis on this system.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Lehman, the Division of Water was created in June of last year, and it's taken me some time to get up to speed and understand the problems the state of Alaska has with respect to water. Mr. Carpenter's been extremely helpful, and as I reported last week when I testified, the relationship between my section of Hydrologic Survey and the U.S. Geological Survey is extremely positive, and we've just agreed on a new cooperative agreement, and I think there's a basic understanding of the need for this network, and we strongly support it.
Mr. Carpenter, did you have additional comment?
I do not. I agree with her.
Yeah. Any other questions? Okay, thank you, Mr. Carpenter. What I'd like to do now is I'd like to hear any comments that the Department of Fish and Game might have regards to this bill. Did you have a position one way or the other, or did you have comments, Ron? If you would join us, please.
Mr. Chairman. My name is Ron Sutherland, Deputy Commissioner of Fish and Game. We did not hear prepared any testimony. Mr. David did pretty well giving the testimony about the position of the state. On this and other legislation, you're well aware that there's been a lot of negotiations between us and DNR and where we should be going on the water reservations. And the commissioner's supportive of this attempt to get funds that adequately provide the database that we need to make some of these decisions. And I also want to emphasize very strongly that it does not in any way imply whatever decision you make and or administration makes, it does not mean that we are in any way abrogating our responsibility to the Fish and Wildlife Resource. I want to make it clear the commissioner is committed to working with DNR and USGS in order to improve our database, but we're also committed to saving, you know, to making the necessary water reservations to protect fish and wildlife resources. And there's other mechanisms available, elevation within the administration. This is Title 16, and so I just want to make that clear that there seems to be some concern about where the department's coming from, but the commissioner is no less committed to the fish and wildlife resources.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to hear your department's comments on the effort to share your Dingell Johnson fund monies with the Division of Water. Would you have any comment on that?
Well, I'd much prefer that they look at the Land Water Conservation Fund monies first before they, and I'd also much prefer that before we start appropriating monies across departmental lines, there could be some sort of interdepartmental communication. But, well, you know, that's always a possibility, Mr. Chairman. Certainly, it's extremely important to the DJ Wallace Road program, as you can attest by the fact our major effort has been, Mr. Christopher Estes is here, if there's any questions you have for him, in this particular arena. So they spent a lot of time and money trying to, in fact, work with DNR in the water reservation area. We would probably oppose that at this time, at least until I had a chance to talk to my commissioner and see whether or not he's willing to do that. I prefer that sort of thing was worked out between us and DNR.
Mm-hmm. All right. As Deputy Commissioner, are you comfortable with the designation of ensuring reservations, general reservations of water for fishing game as opposed to guaranteeing those reservations?
Mr. Chairman, I guess we're satisfied that we've got the commitment from the Commissioner of Natural Resources and Rick Davies as Director to work with us in in-stream reservation. If in fact it does not work and we don't get that commitment isn't a follow through, then I think our Commissioner is willing to elevate to the government and say we need some other solution. I'm saying that's where we're coming from. We're going to cooperate. We're part of the team, but we're not any less committed to those resources. That doesn't, you know, you have to kind of make your decision what policies you want to give or wish to work out with the administration, but we're saying we don't think this legislation, 355, is necessary at this time, that we're going to make our commitment to working with DNR and follow through, and that's where we're coming from.
If it's not necessary at this time, do you envision a point in time and when it might be necessary?
Mr. Chairman, I guess we cross that bridge when we get to it.
Thank you.
I would like to comment that a friend of mine who's a very strong conservationist and really kind of supports your legislation said, well, it's kind of interesting, Mr. Summer, that you'd be testifying in opposition to it this time. Maybe we'll get it through, because I think the last time I was here, the organization I was with supported it.
Thank you very much. Well, next I'd like to go on then to House Bill 353. This is an appropriation of for completion of water appropriation data automation and update. And Mr. Chairman, if I could turn the meeting over to you while I make a statement.
Chairman Davidson.
House Bill 353 is an act making an appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for completion of a water appropriation data automation and update. The purpose of the legislation is to enable the Department of Natural Resources as the state's manager of water resources to complete automation and updating of its water appropriation database identified as the storage system. House Bill 353 would appropriate $239,400 from the general fund to the Department of Natural Resources for completion of this important project. The storage system was started in the early 1980s, but funding was later discontinued and the project was never completed. The project was 50% complete when the funding ran out, and in order to gain any benefit for the funds we've already expended, I believe that this project should be finished or completed. House Bill 353 would appropriate these long-needed funds. The Water Resources Board, the Citizens Advisory Board appointed by the governor to advise him on water policy matters, has passed many resolutions requesting funds for this project for many years. In addition, completion of this project is of high public value and important to all users of water data information. Currently, the department has a computer filing system, the Land Administration System, that's the LAS system, or LAS, to store information from water rights case files. However, water rights information can only be retrieved for single points on rivers or streams on the LAS system, and cannot retrieve information for a stretch of a river or a stream. The storage system would allow information to be stored for segments of a river or stream. It would enable the department, who is responsible for administering, monitoring, and adjudicating water use in Alaska, to monitor the cumulative effects of multiple appropriations on the same stream system, and will facilitate the identification and availability of unappropriated water. I ask the committee support in funding the automation and update of this water appropriation database, and which is complete in every state of the Union now except Alaska. The use of water is indispensable to all basic industry in Alaska, and the management of this crucial resource is important to the viability of Alaska's health, welfare, and economy. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That concludes my statement. Thank you. I'd like to again call Mr. Davich of the Division of Water in the Department of Natural Resources for his comments.
Mr. Chairman, again, you have my written statement. The Department of Natural Resources and Division of Water strongly supports this legislation. I know that's a change from last year. This is something that it's one of those tools that you need to have to do your job. And it's our estimate that it's about 44% complete. We would suggest an amendment to the statute. because there is new technology available, and there would have to be a review of the existing system to ensure that it continues to be compatible with some of the changes in our computer information programs. We've suggested an amendment which would read, quote, a system equal to and compatible with STORAD system to be completed. EPA still does use STORAD, but many other states have apparently adopted other systems which are much more accurate and more integrated with other water database information. Again, we strongly support this legislation. And in response to Mr. Lehman's question, the main reason for this change is the creation of the Division of Water and an opportunity to elevate these issues to a point public policy that the governor has brought to his attention. And secondly, with the introduction of House Bill 550, we believe we would have, through the approval of that legislation, the revenue stream to provide the funds to do these kinds of things outside of the originally proposed budget.
Mr. Davich, I would ask that you give us, you provide staff with the language for the amendment that you would like to see in this bill, and we'll address that the next time we take up this legislation, as well as the other two pieces of legislation, which will be on March the 10th. I thank you for your comment. Next, I'd like to ask if EPA would have any comments in general. Is there anyone? Oh, yes. If you would, please, could you give us your general comments on the proposed amendment, and also, if you would, please, you could speak to the bill and the amount specified, that $239,000 for 100.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Stephen Torok. I'm the chief of the State Operations Section for the Environmental Protection Agency here in Juneau. We have provided a short comment to you, Mr. Chairman, for the record. We do support House Bill 353 and 354 in conjunction with their relationship to each other. The amendment as proposed by Mr. Davich would be acceptable to us. It would be a system that would be compatible with STORIA, and that's the key. Mm-hmm. The funding, we do not have an opinion whether the funding requested would be sufficient, and we leave that to the discretion of the legislature and the department. We do, however, are very encouraged with this legislation, and would entertain that with enactment to work with the department and the state to do and cooperate to whatever extent we could to make sure that the system is in fact developed and the data compatible with ours, and even to the extent that we may be able to contribute additional resources from our Seattle office to work with the department in that vein.
Thank you very much, sir, for your comment. But with that, I would like to go back to public testimony and ask Mr. Holdsworth to come up. And I believe, Phil, you indicated you would like to testify on that too, please. So please, if you would, give your name for the record.
Yeah. For the record, my name is Phil Holdsworth, and I'm speaking for the Alaska Miners Association. I'd like to just make a very brief comment that about 20 years ago, when I was a little bit more than that, when I was Commissioner of Natural Resources for the state, Department of Fish and Game did quite a study of these streams and so on, and drew up the maps and the whole thing, and I still have them in my own files. And this was similar to what they're trying to do now, see. And of course, conditions have changed. Representative Lincoln brought up this one particular stream, and of course that's been a real problem, that the miners weren't very clean about what they did in those days, and it's turned around now to the point where they're finding out that as long as they comply with the requirements, why they don't cause that disturbance all the time. So that's quite a difference. The Miners Association is in support of the two bills, and feel that the 355 probably would handle it all right at this time, and particularly if they can jointly work with the two departments together and pin down these areas that need the study. That's the important thing. The early work that was done just had to be done without any measurements or anything like that, and we just had to work that from the map. And so once that is cleared up, I think that the provisions of the present of your other statute here is sufficient, in our opinion.
Thank you, Mr.
Holzer.
Appreciate it.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Lehman?
I just like clarification. Mr. Holder, you said you'd support the two bills. I assume you mean 353 and 354.
That's right.
And are you saying that you don't think 355 is necessary?
Well, it's necessary as written, yes.
355 in the...
As written, and not to, you know, extend beyond that. Go the direction of what had been tried in the past and which didn't pass. That's my...
Okay. Are you saying you support all three? We have three bills before us.
Yes. Well, the feeling of the association is such that if the two bills are passed, 34 and 33 and 34, that you really don't need the bill. That's basically their position. But I think that the cooperation that's taken care of by the money that should be given under the other two statutes to the water group, that it would take care of quite a lot of those problems. And in time, you look back at some of this testimony on, for example, the Columbia River. In the early days, when they didn't have all those dams all the way up and making hydropower and so on, and the fish couldn't get up there. And that's what we've got to look out for, is don't have anything like that happen here, because we haven't reached that point yet. And that's why I think that sure won't be necessary, as long as you can get through and actually get the facts on these various streams before these things happen.
Thank you. Mr. Greg Sider, you wish to testify?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Greg Sider. I'm the Executive Director of the United Fishermen of Alaska, and we'd like to express our support today for House Bill 353, 354, and 355. With regard to House Bill 355, we have, as in a body, passed a resolution. If I could read that for the record.
Why don't we just, in view of the time, well, it won't take that long, so please go ahead.
Okay. Whereas fishery resources constitute one of the major contributors to the Alaskan economy and well-being of the state of Alaska, whereas maintenance of sufficient in-stream flows are essential to the continued production of these fisheries resources, and whereas the United Fishermen of Alaska promotes the wise management of fisheries resources and the habitat that sustains them, whereas the State of Alaska Constitution mandates a general reservation of water for fish and wildlife, but the existing provisions of the Water Use Act are insufficient because they do not provide a cost-effective and timely process for reserving in-stream flows for our important fisheries resources within the 12,000 fish-bearing waters, and whereas the Alaska Constitution includes includes a water priority for municipalities, but may not specify that they be Alaska municipalities, and whereas legislation has been introduced advocating the sale of Alaska's waters to outside interests and establishes a fee structure for these sales, and whereas two applicants for water purchase by other states have been filed with the Department of Natural Resources with 9 other applications pending, now therefore be it resolved, the United Fishermen of Alaska urges the state legislature to enact the legislation guaranteeing in-stream flow reservation for fish habitat. Be it further resolved that the United Fishermen of Alaska does not support water sales and water fees programs without passage of the legislation guaranteeing that water will be reserved for fish and wildlife. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Sider. Does that conclude your...
Yes, it does.
Thank you. With that, I would like to announce then again that we will hear these bills again on the 10th of March, at which time I would hope that these bills would move on their merry way toward good public policy in our state. And with that, if there are no other questions or comments by members of the committee, I'd like to adjourn this meeting at 5:12. Thank you.